Another episode of Today with a Techie. Alternative data streams is a feature of NTFS, the file system you're likely using if you're using Windows NT, 2000, XP, or 2003. Alternative data stream support was added to NTFS to help support Macintosh Hierarchical File System, or HFS, which uses resource forks to store icons and other information for a file. Well, this is the intended use, as well as a few other Windows internal functions. There are other uses for alternative data streams that should concern system administrators and security professionals. Using alternative data streams, a user can easily hide files then go undetected unless closely inspected. This episode will give basic information on how to manipulate and detect alternative data streams. A little side note I'd like to make on terminology. Alternative data streams are also sometimes referred to as alternate data streams or ADS. Since alternate data streams is so long and ADS can be confused with Active Directory services, a lot of times I'll simply refer to it as AltDS for short. In this episode, I'll be saying a lot of things you can type into the command line to play around with AltDS. However, since it's kind of hard to follow along sometimes, you might want to check out the link provided in the show notes, where I have the text version of this particular episode. Making an alternative data stream is fairly simple. I'll use a command line example. Feel free to follow along. We could hide some data in an alternative data stream behind an already existing file, but for this example, we will create a new base file to hide behind. First thing we want to do is open up a command prompt and type in a command like echo space some string of text, then use a greater than symbol and pipe it out to a text file, let's say sample.txt. Once you have that file created, it will have inside the text that you typed in at the command line. If you just use a type command, you can see what text is in that particular text file. For alternative data streams to work, it doesn't have to be a text file. That's just the easiest to play around with. Next, we'll use a colon as the operator to tell all commands we wish to create an alternative data stream. This is fairly simple. For instance, we could say echo space whatever text that you want to insert into the alternative data stream, greater than symbol, sample.txt, colon, secret.txt. Now that this is done, if you were to type out sample.txt again, you'd only see the normal text that was put into the text file, or if you'd open up a notepad, you'd only see the normal text that was in it. However, if you did something like go to the command prompt and type sample.txt, colon secret.txt, it will show you the contents of secret.txt. You can also do much the same thing by using notepad and saying notepad at the command line space sample.txt colon secret.txt. All this is much easier to follow along when you see it in print, so check out the show notes. If all that worked out well, you should see in notepad or some other text editor whatever text you typed into the secret file. In my case, I usually use the example, you can't see me. Notice that while the amount of total hard drive space free went down, the file size of sample.txt did not increase after you created an alternative data stream behind it. You can find all this out by just typing in directory and the name of the file you created. You can make alternative data streams in not only files, but also directories. A quick example would be, let's say we make a directory called stuff, the md command, md space stuff. Then we change directory into stuff, cd stuff. Once you're inside there, you could use the command echo some string of text you want to hide, greater than symbol, colon, hide.txt. Well, I'm putting the .txt extension on it because I'm planning on putting straight text in it. It doesn't even have to have a file extension. Notice how I did not specify a file to hide behind. In this case, it's assuming I'm going to hide behind my current directory. Now, if I was to do a directory listing, it wouldn't list any files in here, but you may notice that the total hard drive size or hard drive free space has gone down. I could open up this hidden file by going out to command line and simply typing notepad space colon hide.txt. Hopefully now you see a notepad window, whatever text you hid in hide.txt's contents. If all one could do with alternative data streams was hide text files, it would not be that impressive. But there's much more that can be done with this useful NTFS feature. You can hide and run an executable from behind an alternative data stream. As it turns out, alternative data streams, to hide an executable isn't that much more difficult than hiding text files. Alternative data stream makes a great way for malware to hide itself on a system. Here's an example of how an executable can be hidden behind another file. First, we make a file to hide behind. Already shown you an example of that. Next, we use the type command and type in type space notepad.exe greater than symbol test.txt colon note.exe. Also, please keep in mind that I had changed directory previously into the Windows subdirectory. This is assuming you have a common Windows XP file system structure. What this did was it put notepad.txt into an alternative data stream called note.exe behind the test.txt file. Now we can simply confirm that the text.txt file hasn't changed. Just type it out. Type space test.txt. Next, you may want to confirm the file size hasn't changed. Just use the directory command, and you'll notice while the total system free hard drive space has gone down, the size of your text file is still relative to whatever text is in it, not the alternative data stream that's been hidden behind it. Now, if we wanted to execute that particular exe we hid behind the text file, we'd have to use the start command. From the Windows command prompt, type in start space dot backslash test.txt colon note.exe. If that works, you should see an instance of Notepad up in front of you right now. You could hide other executables this way as well. As a matter of fact, a lot of modern spyware search engines will look for alternative data streams as possible places to hide things. Unfortunately, it also slows down the scan. Now, I can go on and list several other useful commands you can play around with to mess around with alternative data streams. However, it's kind of clunky to do that in an audio file. So I'll point you towards the text-based article that's in the show notes. A few of the other topics covered there would be using alternative data streams with Internet Information Server so that you can actually hide a web page behind a web page, or perhaps some other type of media file. How to hide videos and play videos that are in alternative data streams. Retrieving a file from an alternative data stream. Finding alternative data streams using LADS and a few other useful packages that are out there. Quick answers and factoids about alternative data streams and how you can get around and do things, like how do you delete an alternative data stream, along with a bunch of other useful information. I've hoped you've enjoyed this episode. Have a great day.